Welcome to Work Mom Says,
Don't Be an Idiot.
And now, here's your host, Work Mom.
Hello, I'm Lori Jo Vest, also known as Work Mom. Thank you so much for being here for this episode of Work Mom Says, Don't Be an Idiot. Today, I want to talk about personal and professional growth and the value of becoming a lifelong learner. One of the things that I picked up in my 30s that I highly recommend is that you make a commitment to your both your personal and your professional growth. If you want to hit the goals you've set for yourself, if you want to excel in life, if you want to experience new and different things, have challenging work, express your passions, you know, make a difference in the world, all those things that so many of us aspire to, yet many do not. Taking a mindset of continuous learning and continuous personal and professional growth will serve you well. If you don't have it yet, get started. And I can promise you that what starts out as goal setting or, you know, maybe a chore can turn into kind of an addiction. And I frequently say I'm addicted to personal growth. I am. I'm always looking to learn something new, to try something new, to jump in with both feet, with new technology, with new marketing tools, things like that, because it's exciting. It's interesting to live a life that has variety in it and that challenges you. So focusing on that growth and developing a continuous growth mindset will be really helpful as you seek to either, you know, fly up the corporate ladder and become a C-level executive, or maybe you want to become an entrepreneur, or you want to become an independent, you know, millionaire. There's all kinds of ways to get there. So if you have big goals, get started by focusing on your personal professional growth. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of the things that I did. Early on in my 30s, I had a good friend that suggested that I take this personal development course called Landmark. And the company that runs it is called Landmark Education. They are all over the world. And they do amazing things when it comes to changing how you think. We are conditioned, or as one of my favorite authors would say, domesticated into thinking that we have to be a certain way, act a certain way, perform a certain way, learn a certain way, and that our past has a huge impact on who we are now, and we'll never reach those goals because they're just too hard. So we get conditioned by our culture, by our family, by the people we are surrounded by. So the two courses that Landmark offers are the Landmark Forum and the Advanced course. They have others as well, but I didn't take any of those. I was good with the two that I took. So the Landmark Forum, would I recommend it to everybody? Probably not, because it's a specific type of in-your-face training that forces you to confront all kinds of things. And if you're not open-minded and open-hearted enough or strong enough when you do it, I don't know how it would work for you. I know it worked for me. I was in a great place. And the forum basically teaches you that there's what happens in your life and there's the story you tell yourself about what happened. And your power lies in that story. You can look at your past as something that drags you down. You're a victim. And you may have been a victim of something horrific. Trust me, I understand that. Speaking from personal experience, I've had several traumatic experiences and people that have done horrific things to me. And I'm not a victim. But society may encourage you to be a victim and kind of wallow in it when you have the power of not doing that. And Landmark Forum basically taught me to let go of all those rocks I was holding on to as I went through life and tried to, you know, do better, be a better person. And one of the ways they did it that was absolutely hilarious, but it kind of explains it. This seems like something that wouldn't work, but it did. There were 180 people in this room sitting in those really uncomfortable conference center chairs that we've all sat in. And the room has, you know, the fluorescent lights and those funky ceiling panels, and the carpeting's kind of ick, and it's just very, very, very basic. It's not meant to be comfortable. And honestly, I think they do that on purpose, because if you're too comfortable, you're not growing. I mean, that's just kind of a fact of life. If you're too comfortable, you are not growing. So anyway, so you go in there with all these people, and you do several different exercises over the course of 3 solid days, all day Friday from like 9 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, all day Saturday from maybe 10 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, and most of the day on Sunday. And it gets grueling. It really does. However, they have you do these exercises, all different kinds, several of them throughout those days. And one of them that really stuck with me was they had you spend 20 minutes writing about something that you were suffering about. And I was suffering about my ex-husband. I was in the middle of a divorce, and I wrote just this big long thing. Keep writing. You'd start writing, you know, think you had told your story. They say, no, keep writing. And you just write and write and write. And you'd have maybe 5 or 6 pages of, you know, things that were really awful and that you were suffering about. It was just horrific. And when I was writing mine, I was crying, and people were next to me were crying, and people were looking angry. And I mean, it was a really big deal. And then they tell you to, they partner you up. They tell you to partner up with someone sitting near you that you don't know, and move your chairs together so that you're facing each other. So you've got all these people in, you know, little twosomes. And then one person listens while the other person reads their story. I had 5 pages. I read the whole 5 pages. I'm crying. This poor person sitting across from me is just like listening, trying to be empathetic, I'm sure. And I'm reading it over and over and over. And by the time I read it maybe 6 times, seriously, I was looking at that paper and going, what is my problem? Oh my God, I've been suffering about this. And all it took was writing out your story and then reading it in that context to another human being who doesn't know you, for your brain to kind of go, wait a minute, this is truly a story. You don't have to tell it that way. And it changed the way I thought about the past. And also the present, because it means that if somebody acts ugly to you, you've got a myriad of ways that you can respond, because you can tell yourself a different story. For example, I have a really difficult client right now. And I, at the beginning of the relationship, was getting a little snippy. I was feeling uncomfortable and micromanaged, and I was really struggling with it. And my Landmark training came back to my mind. Now, keep in mind, Landmark was 25 years ago, and it still exists, but I took my Landmark courses 25 years ago. And this person that I'm working with is now someone, over the last 9 months, I've been really working on being what I call intentional with her, because I want to be intentional in how I respond to any comments she makes, anything she says that are, you know, is worrisome. And since then, I've completely changed how I look at her, and I just don't see or hear any of the negative tones and things. Or if I do notice it, I laugh. I don't get angry and you know, get defensive. I just laugh. So being intentional is something you can do when you realize that there's what happens and the story you tell yourself about what happens. So there were tons of other exercises around those types of topics at the Landmark Forum. And the next course is the advanced course. And that one talks about your future. Instead of thinking that you've got to, you know, chase your dreams and run toward it, and it's so hard, you'll never get there, they teach you to experience it now, basically. Feel the feelings, look at what you really want, be clear about it, and then pull yourself toward it. Behave your way toward that goal. And again, it's a different way of looking at your future by visualizing it really strongly and then pulling it toward you with your actions and your thoughts. You realize that goals don't have to be hard. You can start experiencing the joy of having achieved that goal now. And believe it or not, I'm not sure how it works. It could be your subconscious mind. It could be the universal energy. It could be anything, but it will bring it toward you. So my whole point in talking about Landmark is that Landmark courses really helped me up-level my internal conversation so that I knew that learning could be life-changing. Personal growth could be life-changing. And so I really got on the path. I think I was about 37 at that point. So don't wait as long as I did. But I was about 37. And since then, I have decided, you know, pretty much to experience new things, do new things, try new things, and create a life that I love, that I enjoy. And I have managed to do that by just continually looking for that next way of growing, learning, being a better human being. Another example of that is therapy. If you are in a emotional state, you're having a difficult time playing the emotional contact sport of business because your emotions are getting in the way. The example I shared earlier with about this client, I was struggling with my emotions, and I've been doing this sales thing for a really long time, and I was really struggling. I was having a hard time being friendly and professional and kind, which is what you're expected to do in business. And as a result, I had to concentrate on being intentional with all my interactions and continually reminding myself that this was a client whose work I really, really enjoy doing. So if therapy is something that you think you, you know, might benefit from, give it a try. PsychologyToday.com has an amazing directory of therapists. I just found my therapist there about a year and a half ago. And it's a really good thing to do if you're struggling with emotions, because sometimes it can be so challenging for us to unpack what it is in our heads that is causing us to be so angsty or to feel so much discomfort in a difficult client exchange. So therapy is a really great thing, and you can find affordable therapists. There are therapists out there that will do sliding scale billing or negotiate a rate for you if your insurance doesn't cover it. So that is always a good thing to do. If you don't find the right therapist the first time, find a different one until you find that person that you mesh well with. And it really does give you an educated, objective, outsider point of view on your thoughts and feelings so that you can maybe call yourself out on things. Sometimes we have distorted thoughts. We are thinking things that aren't true. It's called cognitive distortions. And cognitive distortions are, you know, can be dangerous. They can really get you in trouble. And we don't want that. An example of a cognitive distortion at work would be your coworker came in and sat down next to you. They were a little huffy and they slammed down their lunch and they ran off. And you're thinking, oh my God, what did I do to make them mad? And you're going into that mode where you think they're mad at you, but the reality is they're not. They're not mad at you. They just had a really bad morning. And, you know, those kinds of things can get in trouble or get you in trouble at the office because you can feel like, you know, you're always kind of on guard. Maybe you're a sensitive human being. I'm highly sensitive. I can struggle with trying to determine how someone's thinking so I know how to behave so I keep them happy. Keeping other people happy is not your job. And so getting the kind of help that you need, some, you know, mental tuning up, as I would call it, is always a good idea. Other things you can do that will keep you moving in the right direction are reading books. I discovered that I am ADHD. I didn't know that. Women frequently don't get diagnosed until later in life. And I have a book that my therapist recommended that is a workbook that I've been going through and learning a ton about it so that I can kind of compensate, put some guardrails around myself, and function in a more organized fashion. I say I'm a chaos monster. So if you're a chaos monster, you might want to check and see if ADHD is somewhere up there in your head too. So what else can you do for personal growth? I wrote some things down. Create some supportive habits. One of the ways I'm really supporting myself is waking up every morning and doing affirmations. I worked with a health coach for a month and decided that doing some affirmations in the morning as part of that effort would set me up for a better mindset for my day. And that's really helpful. When you get up and you say, I am a divine child of the universe. I am loved and protected by the universe. And I am creating financial abundance or financial stability for my family. And, you know, I am a loving and intelligent and productive human being that deserves all the good that I can muster. You know, when you put those kinds of things in writing and you write 5 or 6 times each of those sentences, it sticks with you throughout the day. It really does. And it helps you get in a mindset that is boosted as soon as you start. So again, personal growth kind of things. What else? Feed your mind in whatever way you can. Sometimes that means listening to classical music, watching, you know, the top 100 movies, reading really good literature, solid, really wonderful literature. Ingesting quality art is an amazing way to grow as a human being because you get different perspectives. With reading and audiobooks, you can really increase your vocabulary and your speaking and writing ability. Listening to fantastic music is just so good for your mind and your emotions. I find that if I need to be productive, I can put on a certain kind of music. There is a type of music called binaural beats that's really good for meditating and, you know, creating, ideating something if you're trying to be creative and you want to come up with an idea. So there's all kinds of different ways to support your personal growth and professional development. And whatever ways you can, make sure you've got at least one of those initiatives going on at all times. I would just make that a habit, whether you're reading a great book, you join maybe a masterminds group. Those are really great for pushing you to grow where in the direction that you want to go. Because if you're in a masterminds group, you're able to, you know, share your hopes and dreams. And the people that are in that group with you, provided you've got a really strong group, will help push and motivate and inspire you to get there. So again, personal growth and development, have a supportive group of people around you. I've heard it said, and I really firmly believe it's true, that you personally are the result of the five people you spend most of your time with. If you are spending your time with people that are negative, that are that demean you, that drag you down, that cause you emotional upset, you need to change out those people. Trust me, you need to change out those people. I've done it. I've had some situations in my life where I was in just toxic relationships, either with a boss, a family member, a coworker, and removing yourself from it instead of continuing to try to make it better or try to figure out why you're maybe being mistreated. Just walk away. Find a new job. You know, be less available to those friends and family members, or just cut them out entirely, because you cannot grow if you are surrounded by or impacted by people that want to drag you down and pull you back. It's just not a good thing for anybody. So take that seriously. If you've got somebody in your life that's really causing you all kinds of emotional upset, figure out what to do about it. It's, you know, don't let it go on for years, because it can and it will if you set yourself up for that. So that's what I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening. If you are watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. Give me a like. Give me a comment. I'd love to hear from you. I am an open networker on LinkedIn, and you can reach me there at Lori Jo Vest. And I also have a website at workmomsays.com that has all kinds of great information, lots of episodes, even the early ones where we were just really silly and just had a lot of fun, as well as some great resources. I have a book that's on Amazon as well. It makes a great gift for college students and newly minted young professionals. So that's what I have. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to Work Mom Says,
Don't Be an Idiot.
For more information, you can email Work Mom at L-O-R-I, workmomsays.com. That's Lori at workmomsays.com. And remember,
don't be an idiot.